Hi there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show.
My guest today is Shauna Jordan. She's a serial entrepreneur with big ideas, big dreams, and several small businesses. From her first, a marketing agency, through the launch of her women's networking organization, to becoming an author, the president of a manufacturing company, and a soon-to-be alcohol-free bar and event space owner, she's also a talk show host. She's been through lots of challenges, both in business and in life, and shares her experiences to inspire others. She is my girlfriend, and I cannot wait for you to meet her. Let's meet Shauna Jordan. As promised, I am back with my girlfriend, Shauna Jordan, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. We've known each other for years. We go way back. And as I explained, in the intro, Shauna, you're an amazing marketing wizard. So let's talk about the journey of how did you learn all this stuff? How did you get so good?
I started in college. Got a degree, marketing communications, and then got a job in corporate. And then as I'm in corporate, I'm expanding like what I want to do. And I started to get bored marketing the same company over and over and over and over again, you know, trying to find, you know, new ways, new approaches, new, you know, channels to work on that. And, you know, we're talking years ago before social media, you know, I'm just saying. So after that, you know, I talked with the CFO there, and she's like, I'm about ready to bounce. Like she's like, can you help me with brand development? And I'm like, absolutely. So she ended up being like my first side hustle. And then as time went on, 9/11 happened. And then I ended up, a week before Christmas in 2001, I got laid off. And the company decided they couldn't survive. So I started Jordan Jordan Marketing. And yes, exactly. And I thought, I'm going to bring this polished, you know, corporate look and strategies and that to the small business owner and entrepreneur. And that's what I built it on. I wanted to help entrepreneurs and business owners, well, entrepreneurs sometimes become business owners, and then, you know what I mean? Like, and then, you know, bring that strategy to them.
So. I think that's crazy that your CFO asked you to brand her. She knew you're so good at branding.
Yes.
You got your first gig without even trying.
Exactly. Exactly. It was amazing. Yeah. And then I had, as I started my business, I had one client. Because, like, you know, once brand development is done, it's done, you know, right, and then they take it and run with it, and just, they'll come, you know, people come back, if they want to talk about marketing strategies or materials development or that kind of thing. But, for the most part, once the brand development is done, if you know what you're doing, go for it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So then I had one client in, at the beginning of 2002, and been doing it ever since.
Yeah. Now, then, when did you start? So you started Good Old Gals. This is how I met you. Years ago.
Yes, 18.
Did you start GOG? To tell me about the origination of GOG and how that happened.
Sure. So Good Old Gals is our answer to the Good Old Boys Network. And how that came to be was I was out there doing what I was telling my clients to do. Network, network, network. Grassroots marketing works. You know that. Meet people, build relationships, business follows. Mm-hmm. So I was with a group, a business-to-business group, and the leader of that group said, hey, I think I want to start shifting. And so myself and three other women, including that leader, got together and started, you know, not bitching, but we were a little complaining about what was available to us. And one was even the leader of a group. You know what I mean? Like, it, yeah. She was like, I'm not happy with this. I want to network with women. You know, I want to support women. And so we kind of confabbed that day back in late 07. And then we had the first meeting December 7th of 07. And I'll never forget 7/07, right? So then there was some, like, I didn't know because there were some things that we had talked about, you know, like about exclusivity. And I was still growing my business. I was only not even six years, like right around five and a half years into my business. And I was still in that growth phase, having made it past that mark, you know, that 2 year and then the 5 year mark for new businesses. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to be competing. And they were saying they wanted to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I gotta sit on that. Well, I showed up to that first meeting December 7th and, you know, and then my business partner, who had become my business partner, said, well, I'm going to get rolling with this. You think about it. And so then I went, you know what? Get your big girl panties on. We're here to collaborate, not compete. We're here to lift each other up and support each other. So we partnered, and then I ended up taking it over. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she passed away, but she had already handed it over to me. We had already done all the conversion and everything. So mm-hmm. that got started because we were challenged to find something that was fun, that broke the mold, because the mold out there was, Kathy, you know, the mold out
it
there
was sad.
It was very sad. It was dismal.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So, and here we are, you know, it's a fantastic networking group. I know that there's going to be, there are franchises, other places here in San Diego. We have two chapters. There's more chapters to come, but it's called the Good Old Gals Network. And it's fantastic because, like you said, it's inclusive, that, you know, you can have other organizers. I don't care, because guess what? We all do different things. And same
and we
thing
overlap.
With- And we overlap, and we can share when we have abundance, and we can ask when we have needs. So I love the women's collaboration idea. And I think it was you're really a front runner. Now there's a lot of women's networking, but there's still nothing as good as Good Old Gals, in my opinion.
You know, that is true. That I have seen other organizations kind of pop up. One of the things that, I mean, nobody can duplicate Gox. It's that, you know, they can make it fun. They can try, you know, do that, which is great. They can, you know, do socials and, you know, they can do all of that, like embrace it. But we really, you know, with me at the helm, providing all of the graphics, the attention to detail, that just the outreach, the way we communicate with women, I like to say we have fun and business gets done, you know?
Yeah. And that's the truth of it. And you folks listening do not know Shauna, but Shauna is a powerhouse, and she's so extremely organized and so detail oriented that every single meeting is completely orchestrated. You wouldn't even know it because you're just having fun and eating lunch and rocking and rolling, and you have no idea what goes on in behind the scenes, but it's very well structured, which I very much appreciate, being a professional organizer. Love that. Although it doesn't feel like it, you know, so I think, you know, it doesn't feel like that. So
fantastic. If it went away, Kathy, I was talking to another girlfriend earlier, and I'm like, if I took all the attention to detail away, people would be like, what's going on? Because it's there. We have themes, we do all of that. It's there. And so you just kind of like anticipate that, like you have this excitement, and sometimes you don't see that, you know, this color matches that color and that the front of the room is the on point, like on theme, you know. A lot of people don't necessarily see that until it would be gone, and then they're like, oh, that makes a difference, you know. So we're still up leveling too, Kathy. We got a new thing we're doing this month to kick off the new year. So we'll see. Fingers crossed that it works, because I really want to provide an event experience, not the same old, networking meeting. It's more of an event and it's an experience. So that's
it is. Well, you're already doing that. So up leveling is just going to be, I'm like, okay, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So I know what your unique gifts are to the world, but what would you consider as your Dharma? Like, what's the unique thing that you bring to the world? Do you feel?
Well, interestingly, we just talked about one of the things, and that is my unparalleled attention to detail.
Yeah.
It's literally, someone that's on my leadership team actually called it layered. Like the attention to detail is absolutely layered. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously I'm creative, but the cool thing is with my, you know, a lot of people ask me why my marketing agency is Jordan and Jordan. Is there another Jordan? I'm like, no.
It's you.
It's me. It's my right brain and my left brain. So that's one of the huge, unique gifts that I bring, because I can, you know, come up with a logical process to facilitate a recall for your product and then create the materials and the site and all of the things that have to go with that, or brand you and then talk about strategies and what you're saying. So it's that. It's that twofold thing.
Yeah. Which is very helpful for anybody who's thinking, oh, I don't even know what my identity is. I don't know what my brand is. I don't really like my colors. Someone made it for me. And, you know, you're the person to call on to kind of put that whole package together.
100%.
For sure. Yeah. So if someone was starting out a business and they were given some identity and they're not really resonating with it, what type of advice would you give them, or where would they start?
Well, I mean, first of all, one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people starting out make is that they do not check all the different places where they just named their business. So make sure that you have the .com, not a .net. You know, if you can't get the .com, I really highly recommend moving it. Check the U.S. Patent and Trade Organization. Is it a federally registered trademark?
Mm.
Then also check your local. Check with your local county fictitious business name. Is it available there? You know, so all of that from a naming standpoint, that's the biggest mistake. But if all of that fits, right, and everything fits and they have this identity and they're just not happy with it, I would like to, you know, I would approach it from why. Why are you not happy with this? Mm-hmm. And then we can just do a brand refresh. Maybe we keep element, depending on how long they've been in business.
Right,
if they've been established for 2 or more years with that brand, then the refresh would just be a little bit of a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
If they've only been in business for 6 months or less than a year, then I would say, let's just redo it, so that you're happy. I like to talk about, and you probably appreciate this analogy, like your brand is like your favorite sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear your favorite sweater all the time, or your favorite jacket all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not happy with it, if it's not your favorite, you are not going to feel good about yourself, and you're not going to feel good about approaching or introducing your business to like your ideal client.
Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah.
What I'm always amazed at you about you is how you come up with these one-liners for people and their business. You know, you've got the one-liner catchy thing, and I can tell when someone's been Shauna Jordan when they stand up in the networking group. I'm like, that sounds like Shauna. I don't know how you do it, but you do amazing, you know, introductory.
Yeah, just unique gift. Seriously, I get these like immediate downloads, and once I talk, I have to talk to the person and hear them talk and ask them what their clients say. Then I go, what about this? And it just happens.
Yeah.
So, and it happens. It doesn't take too long for it to start happening, which I'm very blessed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm blessed to have that gift.
Yeah. Yeah. To be able to listen to it and to be able to hear it at the same time. That's fantastic. Okay. So let's talk about, you know, the whole podcast is like, we've all been through the ringer. We've all had ups and downs and highs and lows. So talk to me about one of your low points and what happened and how you came out of it.
Well, interestingly, that's an interesting question for where I am right now. In April of 2025, in a compressed period of time, life got really loud, and it was like it was like the universe was just going, here you go, try this, you know, here's another test, here's another test, here's another test. You know, I was the marketing consultant for a water rescue device, emergency water rescue device, and then became a partner. And then in April, we discovered a recall necessary. So I had to create, that was my reference earlier. I had to create the process by which this would be most cost effective and work. And 3 weeks after we discovered it, he passed away. And he was the inventor of the device. So now I find myself trying to do a corporate takeover. And then I had to travel at the beginning of May for that business. My sister turns a milestone birthday. She'll shoot me if I say it, but, and so I was helping, you know, make that special for her. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, then I also got the opportunity to do a networking or an exhibit at the Sublime Life Sobriety Festival. And that's another whole avenue endeavor that I'm working on as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, yes, I'm going to take it. So now I'm hustling. And meanwhile, still trying to keep, you know, not trying, still keeping all the other stuff going. Right. Yeah. And then I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir over here, because I'm sure we've all had, you know, moments like it's like it unloaded. And then I was diagnosed with what's called LADA in June, July. Oh, and I did. Oh, sorry. Missed it. I did a pop-up event for my fifth anniversary of not consuming alcohol. So I did that on June 16th. So, and then by the end of June, early July, I'm diagnosed with LADA, which is late onset autoimmune diabetes in adults. It's not type 2, it's type 1.
Okay.
And that was the worst 8 weeks of my life.
Yeah.
Just till we got the treatment plan dialed in. So I get choked up when I talk about it, because one of the things that happened during this time was my vision got so blurry, I couldn't work. And I felt it, after a month, I was low, so low. And then also not, you know, I was grieving the loss of carbohydrates. Do you know what I mean? Like I had exactly. Adjusting, you know, so there was loss upon loss and grief upon grief and, you know, hustle upon hustle. And it just, I think part B of your question was, how did I get out of that?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it was a lot. I mean, I watched you go through all this and it was so much, you know, I'm like, I know she's going to come back. She's going to rise out of it, but man, you did have a lot put at you at the same time. So let's hear the story about that.
Well, one of the things that I encourage that I like had to remind myself is to surround yourself with people and don't be afraid to people who support you and care about you. And don't be afraid to ask for help. That was the hardest thing, because I would classify myself hyper independent, professional female, you know, like go. And right. When you get a setback like this, or like all of that, you know, you really have to draw upon the support of others and do and ask for help. So even that for me made me feel a little down. You know, having to do that, like I prided myself on, which is silly. It's silly to pride yourself on being able to do everything yourself. It's like, you know, ask for help. It's good that you can, you don't have to, you know, like,
yeah.
So that was one thing. And then the other thing was a gratitude journal. 100%, no matter what, I did my gratitude journal. And the cool thing is, at the beginning of 2025, I started a jar called Good Things. And once a week, I would write down three or more good things, maybe the highlight of the week. And I would make a little scroll and I'd put it in this thing and I'd tie it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then for the first 4 days up through my birthday, so from December 31st to my birthday on January 4th, I opened some of those scrolls. And what hit me, yes, what hit me was that I'm going to get choked up again. Dang it. But what hit me was that I still found things, good things during all of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when I, you know, and they were random because they weren't in order. So I would just shake it up and then toss them. And then I would grab one, Kathy, and I would look at it. And I'm like, oh, wow, I remember that week. And then, you know, some of them were tough because at the bottom I put, you know, I miss my partner, my business partner, you know, and it was, some of it was tough, but still finding good things through all of it. And it's just an exercise because, you know, you can let yourself spiral. You can let yourself go and you know what? Be with it for a minute, but don't stay there.
Right.
Don't stay there. Right. And it's hard. That's why the other people help.
Yeah. And I think gratitude is such, such an amazing cure. It's really kind of a cure all, if you ask me, you know, because there's always something that you can be grateful for. And just by doing that, you give yourself a little dopamine hit. Dopamine hits make you healthier, make you happier, make you sunnier anyhow. So, you know, it's a win-win. I love that. I didn't realize that that's what you were doing. That's good.
Yes. So, I did that. I'm sure you did that too. You went through a lot this year as well. Or this
year. Yeah. And gratitude is key. Absolutely. There's always something, no matter what happens, there's always one thing you can think of.
Yep. At least,
and oftentimes many, many more. I mean, that's the crazy thing. You're like, oh, and that, and then that, and then that, and then all of a sudden your mood is elevated up. So I think that's a really great advice. If any of you are listening and you're going through something, please pick up paper, start a little jar, whatever, like Shauna does, or start a journal, whatever it is, start thinking about everything that is good in your life. And that will help you get through if you're experiencing anything like that. Yes. Yeah. So you've had so many, I don't know, you wear so many hats. Talk to me about a memorable portion of your career, a memorable moment, speaking of gratitude, that makes you smile back and you're like, oh, I will never forget that when that happened.
You know, it's interesting. This is one of the questions that I still have to ask myself because I'm so in gratitude, like we were talking about, that it's like one doesn't just stick out. So in general, I would say this whole up-leveling thing, you know, from a life standpoint, you know, being able to get through that and up-level and find good things like we were talking about, that is memorable for me, like the transformation that has happened. But I will tell you, from a life standpoint, not necessarily a business standpoint, although the business did benefit.
And it's always commingled with us.
It is. It is. It's like, it is totally. Yeah. But the day I decided to give up alcohol is one of the most memorable moments of my life. I don't want to get into the story because it's a long story. But I thought I was taking a break because I knew I needed a break because I was going through what I now refer to as my dark days. Mm-hmm. And this was 2020. So I, while everybody else was becoming a heavier drinkers, I was giving it up in the middle of the pandemic is what I was referring to. So that was a memorable moment. I will never forget that moment.
Yeah, actually not a bad time to quit if you think about it, actually, because you're on your own, less social issues around that. That's interesting. Yeah. Big transition for most of us during that time. But I think that's good. So you've had so many landmarks. I want to talk about the bar, because you know what, the non-alcohol bar, you're such a front runner. I remember you talking to me about it like a couple years ago, and now they're popping up. And
yes,
people are not going to bars to not drink. I know my husband goes to bars and doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about your concept, and I can't wait for it to happen.
It's I'm looking, you know, right now I'm in the get the pitch deck together phase because I did the pop-up, which was kind of a proof of concept, you know, and it was amazing. And I had some amazing sponsors. So the concept is that one of the things many people who choose to be alcohol free for whatever reason, doesn't matter. A lot of people are becoming alcohol free, just like they're becoming gluten free or dairy free or sugar free or whatever.
Right.
It's a health thing. It's health and wellness. It doesn't make you feel good after you've had two, you know, or even before. For me, as soon as that first one hit, I was like, I'm a different person. So the concept is, one of the things that people miss, for whatever reason they choose to be alcohol free, is the social aspect of alcohol drinking, of consuming mm-hmm. alcohol. You know, mm-hmm. people go out to bars or establishments, restaurants, whatever they, you know, do, and it always seems to involve alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so my concept is, I miss shooting pool. I miss throwing darts. I miss playing games with others. I miss trivia nights and DJs and dancing. I missed all of that. Mm-hmm. So my concept is to create that environment, but no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be beverages, you know, but they will not contain alcohol. I've already coined a few, like I have the Nojito, the Michelada, the Nargarita, you know, so they actually have these really good, high quality ingredients, you know, and then of course there's, I think the last stat that I saw was that in the last 3 years, non-alcoholic alternatives tripled.
Absolutely.
In revenue.
Absolutely.
And so I really want to do that. And then I want to also expand it. I want it to have like a membership kind of vibe to it, where it's mm-hmm. almost exclusive. You have to be, you know, you have to be a member. Uh-huh. But, and there'll be, you know, of course, many membership levels, but I also want it to be an event center, because mm-hmm. the bar is not going to be open 24/7. It's going to be open maybe 4 to 10 or 11, you know, during the week. So yeah. I'm like, why not use the space for mm-hmm. other things? And yeah. then also my podcast studio or my talk show studio. So I kind of want that all under one umbrella.
I love that. Yeah, I think you're spot on. And, you know, I've had a lot of, one of my girlfriends is, she's gluten-free, intolerant of everything, but she brought over this vodka that was non-alcoholic vodka for our Christmas party. I was like, wow, that's pretty incredible. So, it's coming around for sure. So, okay, you get so much done. Talk to me about, how do you stay organized? What's your favorite organizing hack?
Okay. So, I do have a lot of hats that I wear. Yeah. So from a life standpoint, I do work from home a lot. I work remotely. I'm not always in an office environment. So, one of the things that I discover is that, you know, when you do that, the it gets muddy, like life and staying focused on business. So I do, two things. One, the Pomodoro effect. I don't know mm-hmm. if you, or strategy. So I do 25 minutes of focus, 5 minute break, 25 minutes of focus, 5 minute break, et cetera. So, mm-hmm. and that really keeps me in that environment really dialed in. But the other thing I do is I have what I call my go upstairs, come downstairs basket. So rather than being all over the place, if I know that this is going to need to go upstairs, I just put it in the basket.
Yep.
So that way I'm not running. And then when you get upstairs, then you get distracted by something you just saw and you're like, oh gosh, I have to do that. And then the other thing is, there's a lot, but that's one of them. And then purge.
Yeah.
Purge. Yeah. Purge your desk, purge your closets, purge everything at least 2 times a year.
Woo, you're talking my, I know you're pretty.
I know, because you're like, me well.
I'm in the garage. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing that. I'm like, you go, Shauna. Yay.
Yes. But you taught me well. You taught me well.
Well, you know, add space to your life and you thrive. Seriously.
I know.
It's very important.
One of the things that I always say to people is like, oh, now I can breathe. When it's mm-hmm. decluttered, when it's purged, when it's organized, when it's in the, it's like I can take a breath
mm-hmm.
and it's a whole thing that you were instrumental in giving me the skill set to have that happen. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, I haven't thought about the basket, the stair basket for, I used to have one. Now I just throw things at the top of the bottom of the stairs, Willie, you know, but I do the same thing. But yeah, those little baskets are really cool. I haven't thought about that for a while. I need to get one because my husband's like, I'm going to trip over that stuff on the stairs. So I'm like, yeah, but it's going up.
Right. Exactly. You get me. Yeah.
The basket's awesome. So if you guys haven't ever seen it, check it out. Go on Amazon. Look at the stair basket. It's pretty cool. Shaped like a stair, stepped up and everything. Okay. So if you could look back and tell your 18-year-old self. What kind of advice would you give her? Because you've done so much. You're such a trailblazer. What advice would you give her now that you know what you know that you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to sound trite or cliche, but don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep going. I tell myself that every day now. But if I had to go back to my 18-year-old self, I would tell her, don't give up going for what your dreams are, no matter how old you get. Just keep going. Go for those dreams. You know, recontemplate everything. But do give up the peer pressure to consume alcohol.
There you go.
Because what if I bucked against that trend back at 18 years old? I think I would be a little bit further along in some of my certain endeavors that I'm pursuing. So that's the advice that I would give.
Okay. That's great advice. What have we not talked about that? What, is there anything that you really wanted to talk about during this? Cause gosh, I mean, we could go on and on.
Oh, we totally do. Absolutely. 100%. You know, I was on another show the other day, and one of the questions they did ask me was, what's the biggest mistake that you see people make in networking? So what I would say to that is, once is not enough.
Yeah.
You can't just show up one time, collect business cards, add them to your email list and never show up again. First of all, that's not a good business practice. But once is not enough. Consistency is key in anything that you do in business or in life. Consistency is key. Now if it's not a good fit, that's different if you didn't get a vibe, but still, once is not enough. Try it at 2 to 3 times, at least I would say 3 times to do that. And then if you come and you say, well, it's not working, like you enjoy it, but it's not working, then you need to have a conversation with me, because there's something that's not working for you specifically, because it's working for other people. So let's talk about that. Do you know what I mean? Let's overcome that challenge together.
Yeah. That's a great tip. What other marketing tip would you have? We should have been talking about that a little bit more. It's just such a genius at it.
Okay. So another thing, and I'm going to just tie it all together, because I've produced large business events with vendor tables and sponsors and stage entertainment, food. I've done all of that. Again, attention to detail. But then I have the monthly meetings, which are, I still approach them the exact same way. So one of the things that a lot of people also tell me doesn't work is exhibiting or taking a table at an expo or a networking event. It just doesn't work. And I say, well, why? What did you go into it expecting? Well, I didn't make one sale. I'm like, okay, right there is the ish, because your goal was to generate income immediately at that table. And that's gravy. If that happens, that's gravy. What you need to be generating are leads. And then the gold is in the follow-up.
Right.
And I have strategies that I use when I'm, you know, coaching people to do their exhibit marketing and how to make the most of it. But one of them, just real quickly, is when somebody hands you their business card or gives you their contact information after a 20 to 30 second conversation, because you don't want to get drawn into long conversations, right? But after a 20 to 30 second conversation, you know if this is a qualified lead. And if they ask you a question and it's hot, so, or they're kind of like, oh, yes, I've been wanting to blah, blah, blah. Note it.
Guess on who the card.
On the card.
On the card.
On the card. Note it on the card, or if they give you digital, note it in the digital that they just gave you, because those are the ones you're going to follow up with first.
Yeah.
They're going to get a special follow-up, not the bulk follow-up.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So, and that's the other one. That's a nice tip that I like to tell people. So.
That's a really great tip. And someone else that I was interviewing a few weeks ago, she said, yeah, and then just do a quick little video and say, hey, I met you at GOG, and I know that you ask about this, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do.
That's an interesting follow-up. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
You're talking about follow-up, right?
I'm sorry?
I said you're talking about as follow-up.
Yeah, as follow-up. Yeah, quick little video. Hi, I met you at GOG. I know you really were interested in blah, blah, blah. Can't wait to see you. You know, can't wait to talk to you or whatever.
I love it.
But yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good idea.
Yeah. I thought she says, I spin them out. I spin out 30 in like 30 minutes to people that I just, you know, when I go and I have these cards, I just spin them out and say, hey, you know, Ginny, nice to see you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of smart.
That's great.
Yeah.
What, you know, does she send the video through then? I'm just email. Now I'm learning, right?
So email.
She emails the video. Okay. Okay.
She I was emails like, the, yep.
So I was like, does she post it? Does she like on her website and then they have to click through, you know?
She did.
That's awesome.
Straight that she emails the video straight to them. They get it right away, like literally. And then this other guy, he does it within 30 minutes of meeting someone. He does it. And he has this this card that has that puts her name on it. Like a board.
Uh-huh.
So it says Christine. And it's like, hey, Christine. And then he whitewashes it and puts, hey, Ed. I'm like, okay, you know, just anything That's to personalize. Cool. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes. I love those ideas.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's fun doing podcasts. And I know you have a talk show coming out yes. and coming up. So do you want to talk about that? Or do you want to talk about your book? Anything last minute?
Pardon me. I'll talk. The book is kind of on. I pushed pause. I did it. And then I started that in the promotion in January. And then it got delayed and got delayed. And then all the things happened that we talked about earlier. And so then I did the book launch and it's kind of pushed pause for now.
It's a fantastic book, by the way. Bye. Anyhow, I love it.
Thank you. So, thank you. A children's book for adults.
Mm-hmm. So. And she did all the artwork and it's very poetic and it's just really deep, deep message that anybody can read and everybody can understand.
Yes. And it's okay. got several underlying themes. But
yeah.
From the talk show standpoint, it's similar to what we're doing here. Why I call it a talk show is because it's going to be in real life. It is not going to be on Zoom. You know, podcasts, you know, Zoom, Spotify, like you're doing, I love it. They're great. But I'm a nose-to-nose, belly-button-to-belly-button kind of girl. You know what I mean? I want to be able to laugh and then, like, reach over and be like, fist bump and, you know, do all of those things in real life. So but it also has a talk show format. So it'll, you know, be an intro and then we'll, you know, intro the guest and then the guest will come on with music playing and, you know, and then we'll play a game. And I like to joke that if you can imagine the Ellen DeGeneres daytime talk show and the Jimmy Fallon late night talk show, if those two shows had a baby, that's my show.
I love it. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. That's awesome. Okay. Now I know that you have a website and you have free valuable resource that you can offer. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. ShaunaJordan.com on there. It, you know, gives you a little information and asks you a couple questions. You know, are you here because you have a pressing marketing question? Are you, you know, do you have a strategy? Are you trying to figure out if your strategies are working? What about your networking? That type of thing. So you're there for a reason, right? But there's I'm giving away 20 minute free direct access to me, right? It's with me and you can book straight online. Doesn't cost you a dime. And I call it the no obligation or no cost, no strings, no cost, no strings. Seriously. If it's not a good fit, we're good. If it is and you're interested, great. But you will get what I call freebies in that 20 minutes.
Which is a lot of juice, kids. You know, anybody finds that link, just do it. Because I don't know how long she'll actually keep this for free. So join in and ask her. You're going to get some downloads and you're going to have something you can walk away with that you can use. So that's huge. Thanks, Shauna. I appreciate that.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. In closing, I feel pretty complete. Do you feel like there's anything that we missed?
No, I feel really complete.
Yay! I'm so happy to have you on the show. Finally.
I know. I am too. I am too, Kathy. Thank you for being pleasantly persistent with me.
Oh, absolutely. I knew it would be a good show. So for those of you who have tuned in, make sure to go to the link go to the website and take Jonna up on that 20 minutes, because you're going to come away with something you can use for your marketing. Guaranteed, always happens with her. That's just how she is. And until next week, you guys have fun, stay organized, stay energized, and learn how to market and show up at networking events with more ease, more grace, and remember, be consistent. So until then, we'll see you then.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.